I have been hard at work getting two new books resources ready for you as a homeschool leader. One that I hope to release very soon in the summer of 2017 is called The Homeschool Board Member Manual. This is something I've been working on for quite a while. I've been thinking about it for quite a while. I finally got around to working on it. And what I have always advised homeschool nonprofit organizations to do is to have a board binder. And in that board binder, you put important papers in there. And you pass it down to the next board member as they take over. Because a lot of times I have been told by homeschool leaders, you know, I got nothing when I took over the organization, or I got one sheet of paper, but I can't answer some of your questions, Carol, because I don't know. In other words, some of the history, some of the important documents forming this organization have been lost. So I thought, well, fine, I'll create kind of a template of something you as board members can print out, can make it unique to your organization, print out, put in some binders, and then have binders for every board member, and then you pass those down as you leave the board and someone takes over. So my podcast today is going to be about one of the things I'm including in this new resource for you, this homeschool nonprofit board member manual, kind of a long name, but it's meant specifically for board members of homeschool organizations. And I want to address what do you do when you need to change the name of the responsible person or the contact name on your employee identification number. So let me back up and explain what this is. The employer identification number, called the EIN, sometimes called the FEIN or FEINS, the F stands for federal, is the number issued by the federal government, in this case the IRS, to businesses and nonprofit organizations. It's like your Social Security number. It's your number that the IRS uses to identify your unique organization or business. But in this case, we're talking about a nonprofit homeschool group. You need that EIN to go open a checking account. And that's sometimes the only reason why an organization wants to get an EIN. But when you apply for the EIN number, and you can do it online, it's free. You do it online at irs.gov. Just put EIN in the search box, and they'll pull you up with some information. But when you apply for the EIN, there's a lot of questions. One question they ask is, who is the responsible party? And what is their name? And then they want to know, what is their Social Security number or taxpayer ID number? So a lot of people are a little nervous about putting their Social Security number out there. But remember, you're reporting this to the IRS. And guess who already knows your Social Security number? The IRS. What they're trying to do is to say, I know you want to form this organization, this homeschool group, and you want an employer identification number for it, but I need to tie every organization or every business back to a human being who has a Social Security number or some kind of taxpayer identification number. Now, when that person leaves your organization, you know, they step down, they get finished homeschooling, or they just, you know, don't serve on the board anymore, you need to change the name that the IRS has associated with your employer identification number. You need to get their name off of it and get someone else's responsible party name on it. All right. And you do that using a form. The IRS loves their forms. It's form 8822-B, like in boy. So you can go to the IRS website, irs.gov, and search for 8822-B. This is a very short form, one page, 10 lines to fill out, very short. It's titled The Change of Address or Responsible Party - Business. Now, don't get wigged out when it says business if you know that your organization is a nonprofit. The IRS doesn't really have a different form for nonprofits, so we use the one that's labeled for business. Okay. There's also some instructions to go with this form, so definitely Google that or get to the IRS website and put in 8822-B instructions. So, you know, read the instructions that go along with the form. But basically, you would just say, well, here's our organization's name and employer identification number, put in the address, and then they will want the new responsible party's name and their Social Security number, and then they'll want a signature. Okay? And they might want a phone number in case they have any questions. And that's about all it takes. So that gets the old person's name off. And you know what, by the way, while you're taking that old person's name off, check to make sure that your mailing address is up to date on this employer identification number with the IRS. That's really important because if the IRS has been trying to contact you for any reason, they're going to send things to the address they have on file. So make sure that if you change the address or the contact name on your employer identification number, you do that by filing Form 8822-B. Like in Boy. Okay, so this is just one of the documents, one of the resources I put into this new book. It's going to be probably a Word document that I'm getting ready to release hopefully this summer for homeschool board members called the Homeschool Organization Board Member Manual. Got a whole lot of other stuff going into that manual. Like I said, I want it to be a template for you to use to create your own manual, but about half of it is those template pages, but, well, maybe only a third is those template pages. Two-thirds at least, probably more because I keep growing it, is really more of a board training manual, really. I'm putting all kinds of articles into this member manual. I'm putting articles about writing your mission statement. What are the board duties? Here's what is a sample agenda. Here's some good financial practices. Here's a reimbursement policy and a reimbursement form. Here's an article I wrote about how to understand financial statements and sample financial statements and things like that. So it's going to be a lot more than just a couple of cover sheets for you to put together a board binder. It is going to be a very usable document for you to use with your boards. So, like I said, I'm getting it ready now. It seems like every time I turn around, I want to throw more things in that. So it might be a living, breathing document for a little while. And I'm getting someone to format it very nicely for you because, oh, you know, I'm a CPA. I am not a graphic designer. But I want this board member manual to look beautiful so that you'll want to use it and not just be just functional. I want it to be beautiful for you all as well. So I hope this short podcast has been helpful to you, and I hope that the board member manual will be helpful to you too as well. I will certainly put out word on my Facebook page, Homeschool CPA, and as well as my website, homeschoolcpa.com. So if you're not already signed up for my email list, you probably want to do that so that you know when this board member manual will be ready for you. Again, I'll probably sell it just as a Word document so that you can print it off for your board members and make use of it that way, and that so you can customize it. So it'll be a digital product. Maybe occasionally if I see you all in person, I might bring some physical copies to sell if I go to homeschool conventions or something like that. But for the most part, it'll be a digital product, and I think you will find it very helpful. So, again, this is Carol Topp. I am happy to help you guys organize your boards better. And one thing I try to do is offer you more resources. So look for my board member manual later this summer of 2017. Until then, take care. And, hey, I hope you're having a great summer and a great break from running your organizations and you're getting charged up for the fall. Take care, everybody.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.